This is Wade Rath, here with the Chief Organizer's Report on Renters Rising. It's starting to feel like we're getting real traction in what has become a global fight for tenants' rights. Not only has Acorn built an effective organization for tenants to resist the arbitrary, capricious, and sometimes dangerous and unhealthy practices of landlords in an often uncertain legal environment, but as importantly, we're developing real programs for real protections from government and policymakers. As I was crossing the Atlantic to attend an Acorn Head Organizers and Staff training session in Ontario, there was evidence of this kind of progress for tenants on both sides of the ocean. In Bristol, in a conference attended by hundreds, Acorn organized a wide-ranging discussion on steps that needed to be taken to shore up and advance tenants' rights, not only in Bristol, but throughout England. Launching a new campaign, Renters Rising, with actions and events throughout England, Acorn is calling for a countrywide renters union. Similar steps are being taken by Acorn Scotland on the wake of their parliamentary victories on security of tenure and rent control. The crisis in affordable housing in the United Kingdom touches through virtually every city. London is now world famous for the breadth of the issue, but Acorn chapters in Newcastle, Reading, Birmingham, and of course Bristol and London have organized meeting after meeting where members are demanding solutions and are determined to take action. The collapse of social housing and the dramatic increase of private landlord tenancy has created an environment where protective rules and policies for tenants has not caught up, giving too many landlords the upper hand which they are exploiting. Acorn Bristol's promotion of an ethical letting charter and its support by the Bristol Council, as well as several letting agencies themselves, has given momentum to these campaigns. On the other side of the water, the progress in Toronto in winning a landlord licensing regime with real teeth and enforcement after a campaign with ups and downs over more than a decade is finally at the finish line. Acorn has already won initial support by the full council, but the devil's in the details, and it's now rounding up council support in anticipation of the staff report and final votes on implementation. Organizers reported real progress pretty much across the board, with strong support from various council allies who are essentially telling us, we got this. Nonetheless, members are involved at every step along the way and will be present in large numbers at every opportunity. Acorn Canada President Marva Burnett was realistic in a recent interview on what the approval of landlord licensing would mean. She noted both her disappointment at the Toronto Council's rejection of the proposal in 2008, as well as her expectations and hope for the final vote on the plan this fall. Burnett's points are inescapable. None of this is easy, and given the power of landlords, these fights are won through persistence. But the factor on Acorn's side on both sides of the Atlantic seems to be that politicians cannot ignore reality forever. The rental market is out of control, and that demands effective regulation. The other point that is equally inescapable, whether Canada or the United Kingdom, is that tenants can neither fight nor win without effective mass organization, and that's what they've built in Toronto and elsewhere in Canada, and that is what Acorn is now building with its renters union in England. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.